Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
The word of the day is titled, The Tenth Commandment. The Tenth Commandment. As we all know, Almighty God delivered unto the hand of Moses 2 tablets of stones. And these tablets of stones contain the commandment of the living God. And it was 10 of them. But the commandments of God to the Israelites, they are not just 10. In total, it is 613 commandments. 613. And if you transgress one commandment, you have transgressed all. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, and the verses 14 to 16, Apostle Paul, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost for you and I, wrote, he said, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." He said, "What then? Shall we sin because we are under the law, but we are not under the law, but under grace?" He said, "God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? So what you decide to do, that is how you will be going. The power it is given to overcome sin. But God is not forcing his will upon nobody. He will tell you that, hey, this is day and night, light and darkness, life and death. Choose what you want, then it shall be established over your life. You choose darkness, you will dwell in darkness. You choose to live in the light, you will obey the light and live according to the purpose of Almighty God." It was very interesting because these commandments, the reason why God gave these commandments to his people, it is because the Lord had walked with them and have seen many things that was not pleasing in his sight. But the people did not know that whatever that they were doing, it was against Almighty God. Why? Because God had not said anything. We will talk about it. Till the very moment that the Lord called Moses to come and take the commandments and deliver it unto his people. So the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and I'm going to quickly read from the verse 1 to 17. We said the title of this message is The Tenth Commandment. The Tenth Commandment. So, Exodus 20, and the verses 1, he said, "God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Number one commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." That is the first commandment. You will not have any other god before me. You will not make any other God before me. It was easy to keep. You want to follow this commandment? It is very easy to keep. So man did not have any problem with this commandment. Commandment number 2, verse 5. The Lord said, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I am jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. It was still under the same idol worshiping. Verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless and take his name in vain. It was also very easy to keep, as you are not using the name of the Lord in vain. Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And in thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maid servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in six days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It was also very easy to keep, because the Sabbath day was a resting day and you should not be doing anything, just having your people at home and have a great fellowship with the Lord. Verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It was also very easy to keep. Verse 13, thou shalt not kill. It was very easy to keep. 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. It was very also easy to keep. Your consciousness of not doing, committing any form of adultery. Verse 15, thou shalt not steal. It was easy to keep. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. It was also very easy to keep. And then the 10th commandment, the 10th commandment, the Lord said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You know, it is very interesting because, first of all, this is the law. The commandment, we talk about the commandment, we are talking about the law. And this is the law of Moses that God gave to the Israelites. Remember, in parallel, what was going on was the Mosaic covenant. And the law, the very specific thing that we notice in the Mosaic covenant is the law. Is the law. And the law was not, the covenant was not made with Moses, but the covenant was made with the Israelites. So when God gave this commandment, it was for his people. Law is not a mean of salvation. The law is not a mean of salvation. It is not because you are obeying the law that is the reason why you will be saved. But another time we will talk about it, the purpose of the law. But one thing that is sure is that it is going to help us to see or to reveal the type of God that we are serving. You are a servant unto a master. If you don't know what your master likes, you might just go astray in your service unto him. So it is over here in the law. You know, what we can say about these laws or these commandments is that the first four commandments, they are all related to God. The first four of them are related to God, and the other six are related to man. So what God did, according to the two stones, he put four commandments on one stone that is related to him, and then the other six commandments on another stone that is related to man. But also, beside the last commandment, the tenth commandment, you can see that all the nine commandments, they are all external commandments. They are all things that are external, what you should not be doing. The only one that is internal is the last one, is the tenth commandment. And this one here, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not. In other words, you will not desire anything that is of your neighbor. You will not desire anything that is of your neighbor. It is, you will not know what one desires because it is something that is internal. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and all that. These are all external commandments. And people, they did not have problem, you know, following this nine, the first nine commandments. But when it comes to the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. In other words, thou shalt not desire. That's where the problem will start. Because it was very difficult for a man to keep this one. So we are going to talk about two people. You remember in the book of Mark, this is the one that we call the rich young ruler. Book of Mark chapter 10 and the verse is 17 to 27. This young man was rich and he was a ruler. In other words, was someone that was obeying the commandments of God and has position in the synagogue. So Jesus Christ, verse 17, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him. This is the young man that came to Jesus, running and knelt down and said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments." Thou knowest the commandments. So, in other words, this young man came to Jesus. He said, "Jesus, what should I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "Go and follow the commandments." "What should I do to have eternal life?" Jesus Christ himself said, "Go and follow the commandments." But we also said that the commandment, the law, is not bringing anybody to salvation. It was not the mean to salvation. But Jesus said, "Go and follow the commandments." And then he started bringing forth. Notice here, he said, "Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness." Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. You see, and the young man, he answered unto Jesus. He said, Master, all this I have observed them from my youth. Notice here that Jesus Christ left the first four commandments that are related to God and brought him the only six that are related to man. You know, out of the six that are related to man, Jesus left one. He told him, go and follow from the commandment 5 all the way to 9. And he had left the 10th commandment out. So when the young man heard what Jesus said, he said, Master, all this I have observed them from my youth. In other words, since I am young, I have been obeying these commandments. So there was no problem concerning him going to keep the commandments. I kept them from my youth. Verse 21, he said, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. So this is the 10th commandment. Go and sell all that you have. And come, pick up thy cross and follow me. So, the young man, he was sad. Verse 22, he was very sad at the saying of Jesus. And he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples, they were astonished at his word. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of the measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. The problem that we have here, the young rich ruler, Jesus said, go and keep the commandment. He is the one that came to Jesus and asking the Lord. He said, I want to have eternal life. And this is the case of many of us that are looking to be where Jesus is. And the Lord told him, go and keep the commandment. He said, I have kept all these commandments. Then the Lord said, well, you are rich. He said, yes. Go give your money out. Come pick up your cross and follow me. He said, no, that one I can't. You see, the ones that Jesus told him before, I don't steal, I don't kill, I honor my parents, I don't bear any false witness against no one. All these things were easy for him to keep. But when Jesus talked to him about the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, he coveted too much his money. His desired much. His heart is after the money. He said, no, I'm sorry. That one I can't. So he went grieved. And Jesus said, it is very hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. What does it mean? Does it mean that if you are rich, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God? No. That's not what Jesus is talking about. The Lord is talking about where your heart is. If you are rich and your heart is attached to the money and you want to live and have craved money as your God that you are serving, you have transgressed the commandment. You have transgressed the commandment. And this is where the problem is. Many desire to serve God. But their heart is after something else. What you cannot let go, what you cannot let go for God, is what you are living for. What you cannot let go for God, that is what you are living for. It is hard for the camel to go through the needle. Obviously, it's impossible. It is completely impossible. But the Lord was talking about you being rich in the spirit, meaning that, you know, the poor in the kingdom of God, these are the ones that said, blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor. The Lord was talking to this rich man, spiritual things. Our heart desires, and most of the time that is what we are saying. We say that, oh, I'm a Christian. I worship the Lord. You see, when you have not brought, you know, to your attention the 10th commandment in your fellowship with God, it seems like everything is okay. But when it comes to the point that what you cherish most is confronted with a choice for God, and you are choosing whatever that you think is your heart desire, then that is covetousness. That is covetousness. So the 10th commandment is not something that is, you know, it was a change in Christian life. It was not a life, an external life anymore, but it was a life to come that is absolutely internal. What you are is not what you try to portray to people outside. What you are is what is within you. Because you can let people believe that you are someone that is calm and honest and all that, but behind the scene, your anger, the way you talk to your wife, the way you talk to your husband, the things that you covet, only God knows, you know, your reason of doing whatever that you are doing, that you let people believe that it is for the purpose of God. The heart, the inner, the desires of a man. Where his treasure is, that's where the heart is. That's where the heart is. So the 10th commandment, it is not something that will just, you know, he said, oh, I have kept it all. The man said it. He said, I have kept it all. Jesus added the 10th one. Go sell what you have. Give your money to the poor. The man said, I'm sorry. I want to follow you. I want to have eternal life, but I cannot let go my heart desires. This is the case of the young rich ruler. Let me give you another person, and this one is Paul. Apostle Paul made a statement in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and the verse is 6. Apostle Paul said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. What it means is this. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. So he had the zeal to go after the church and persecute the church. And he said, when it comes to the righteousness of the law, I am blameless. In other words, I have also obeyed the law. What Paul was talking about? He was talking about the first 9 commandments. The first 9 commandments. But the difference between Paul and this rich ruler, it's right here in Romans 7 and the verses 7 to 13. Apostle Paul made this statement. He said, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. This is the 10th commandment. This is the 10th commandment. Please, let's go slowly and to understand this. He said, is the law a sin? He said, no, the law is not sin. But the law is something that is good, because I wouldn't have known what sin is all about if there was not given a law. I wouldn't have known that I have something that is internal. I wouldn't have known the true desires of my heart if it wasn't the fact that the law said, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. You see, this thou shalt not covet, this is the reason why the rich ruler ran away from his desire of having eternal life. Apostle Paul's case, he said, as far as the first 9 commandments are concerned, blameless, I have kept them. When it comes to the last one, the 10th commandment, that says that I should not covet, I wouldn't have known this until the law came. What does it mean? Is the law sin? He said, God forbid. The law is like the x-ray that will scan within. The x-ray that will scan within. You wouldn't know that you have a cancer until the day that they scan you. They scan your inner and find out that there is a tumor just out there. But by the time that you are running around in the physical, everything was just okay. And you thought you were fit until the x-ray was done. And they saw that you have this tumor just right there. That is the purpose of the law. The law was given to reveal what is inside. The 10th commandment was given to reveal what is inside. What is inside? All the external things that we do them for different motives. But as far as God is concerned, you want to be able to pick up your cross and follow Christ. Then you have to come to a point that the 10th commandment is not ruling over you. So, Apostle Paul said that the law, it is good because I wouldn't have known that I'm not supposed to covet if it was not the law that said it. He said, but sin, taking occasion by the commandments, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. He said concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. So, the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Let's go slowly so we can understand. We said this. Paul said, I wouldn't have known that the law was good until, I wouldn't have known about sin until the law revealed what sin was all about. So he said that, for without the law, sin was dead. Without the law, sin was dead. What does it mean? It's like the cancer that we were talking about. You wouldn't have known that you have a cancer if the x-ray was not revealing it. The day that you came to find out that you have a cancer, that was because the x-ray intervened. So it is, Apostle Paul is saying that I wouldn't have known that this situation is a sin until the law came in. But then he continues by saying that the law was meant to bring me to life, but it seems like since it is attached to sin, if I don't pay attention, sin is what is going to slew me. In other words, I find myself being slewed by what's supposed to be something that is good. Please, open your heart to grab this revelation because it is important. The law is meant to reveal sin. Sin, its effect on man is death. So Paul said, what's supposed to bring me to life is taking me to death. Is that the purpose of the law? He said, God forbid. In other words, you have to take the positive side of what the law is doing in your life. And this is where the difference is between this rich man and Apostle Paul. This rich man could also have become apostle, and probably writing some of these epistles. But he decided to run after his heart desires, covet. He loved too much his money. But Apostle Paul said, no. What I have seen is completely different. I wouldn't have known that I still have something that is hidden in me if it wasn't that the law revealed the 10th commandment that I should not covet. I was coveting without knowing that I was in a state of sin against my God. Covetousness. You will not covet your neighbors. Anything that is of your neighbor, you will not covet it. And that has become their problems. The homes. Women that are putting pressure on their husbands. Because you are seeing that in that home, that is how things are happening. So you want the same thing in your house. But maybe your husband is not there yet. It's covetousness. The things that you desire and always running to catch up those things. This is what the Lord is talking about. It is something that is difficult to find out because it is within. So what we are saying is that it is only when we talk about the 10th commandment, then you will know that if truly you are following God unto eternal life, or you are following God unto your own desires. But it is interesting because one is leading to life and another one is leading to what? To death. You will die internally. You will die by the desires of your heart if you play games. So now, it is important for everyone and each one of us to be honest. Living a life being honest to yourself, because right now, we are not talking about anything that is external. We are talking about everyone and each one of us. You look into your own life and find out if there is any. If you have cancer, it is not in my body. If you go and pretend to someone that people are seeing some things, some kind of manifestations, and they might think that you might have cancer. And you say, no, I don't have cancer. But you know that within there is a cancer. And you are pretending that there is none. At the end of the day, that person will not die, but you are the one that is going to be buried. So we are talking about our inner lives. Being honest to yourself. And when you have cancer, recognize that this is a cancer so that it can be treated quickly. Whichever means that they will tell you. The Holy Spirit of the living God is given to help us treat what is inside. The Holy Spirit of the living God, he is given because the people of the Old Testament, they could not keep the law. Nobody could keep the law. No one. And it is proven by these two examples that we have seen that both of them, but one is honest and another one is not, but none of them is able to keep the commandment. But at least Apostle Paul recognized that, yes, I cannot keep it by myself, but I can see that I have a cancer and I need help. And that helper is the Holy Ghost. God did not leave us in a state of depravity. He wants to save us, and he saved us. The law was meant for everyone and each one of us to come to a point to realize that something is not right. People might even praise you outside, externally. But within yourself, you know, when you go and lay, you know, it's like someone that is among a cloud. Someone that is so external, and people are saying that, so everyone is praising you. But at the night, when you go and lay your head, you are alone, and you know that you are alone. And we say that we have to recognize your loneliness. No matter how much, every time you step out and say, oh, hello, hey, I said, oh, it's not that. You know that by the time that you close your door, you are alone. Honesty. What is the purpose for me, you know, keep coming to church and, you know, we having church activities and I'm running and I'm doing this, I'm singing in the choir, I'm praying, I'm doing this, and at the end of the day, I do know that this 10th commandment is eating me up. But the Lord said that I have given you the power. That is why we started. He said that Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, you are under grace. So you have to come up higher. You have to come up higher. And God made it such a way that Galatians chapter 3 and the verses 24 to 25, we are bringing everything to an end. He said, wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Praise the Lord. After that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. The law, it was meant to bring us to Christ. The law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Jesus Christ. The law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Jesus Christ. The law was a schoolmaster to tell you that you cannot obey all the commandments of God by yourself. You can't make it by yourself. Simple. How long will you try? It's a law. The law itself, it is something, it's like the law of gravity. I throw something, it will definitely come down. So now if I'm going to try as much as possible, we have been talking about this, to hold this, how long? A time will come, as light as this handkerchief is, I will get tired. I will definitely get tired. So no matter how small you think your situation is, you cannot handle it. You cannot handle it. You need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to help you come up higher. So this year, as God has made the promises to us that he's taking us on a higher height, everyone and each one of us, we have to recognize that God cares much about our internal state rather than what we are trying to put out to people. God cares much about what is inside. You come to church, you are a woman, you are faking in the church, your home is on fire. God is not pleased with that, even if you are serving, I don't know what, in the church. You are a man, you cannot rule your home, you want to come and rule the church. God is not pleased by these things. This is what the Lord, you see, and this should not give anyone and each one of us also the advantage in saying that, oh, it's because he's bound by the law, and so that I will just treat my husband anyhow. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Everyone and each one of us, we are all going to stand before our Lord Jesus Christ one day. And everyone and each one of us will be accountable for the deeds. Whatever that you are doing it for yourself, not for anyone. What you are within, that is who you are. What you are within, that is who you are. You want to go ahead and deceive yourself. He said, the law deceived me. thinking that it will bring me to life, but matter of fact, it brought me to death. For what? Because I was not ready to yield myself and obey the commandment by the help of the Holy Ghost. I want to do it by myself, and the Lord slew me. Sin slew me. The wages of sin, it is death. It is completely death. So that is what we are dealing with. Jesus Christ had come to be the remedy for everyone and each one of us. A man's state under sin means that, you know, no matter how much we will try to do, we cannot come to the standard of God. When a man is under the state of sin, no matter how much we put in, you're going to try as much as possible to please your God. You cannot. You need empowerment and the direction of the Holy Ghost to guide you and help you and bring you higher and higher and higher. You are only going to be a better person. You are only going to become a better person. You know that your situation is not right, but you put on fake things. For what? Recognize that something is not right. And be honest that the Lord helped you. He helps you to start slowly and gradually getting rid of those things. And your life can never, never, never be the same. Because if not, you want to live, but sin will slay you. Because, you know, sin will definitely slay you because you are not ready to be obedient and receive the help of the Holy Ghost. The sin, the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It is only Jesus Christ that can switch a man from his state of sin to a state in Christ Jesus where there is life. You want to live this year, you have to come up, recognize, see the things that are internal. You get easily angry, pray about it, allow the Holy Spirit to help you. You're doing certain things behind the scene that no one is seeing them, but it is inner. You covet within, and you are bringing so much pressure in your homes. You have to know that these things are not pleasing Almighty God. The Lord will help you. When you are not there, God will help you. You will get there. Covetousness is not something that the Lord desires for our lives. That is why he put it in a commandment. You are not to desire your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's car, your neighbor's whatever. What the Lord says is that he has a plan for your life. He has a plan and he is taking you according to his own plans. You are going on a greater height than whatever that you are desires of a neighbor. If you are going to exchange your life with the neighbors, you might just get the very minimum. Why? Because maybe God has something that is way higher for you. Allow the Lord to work you out. Maybe this time is tough. Yes, but it is not over. Maybe this time is very tough. You are going through trials and tribulations. But it is not over until the Lord says it is over. Trust our Lord Jesus Christ. Put your trust in God Almighty. The time belongs to him. He is the one that is going to give you how long you will stay here. And everything that you are meant to do by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, shame and reproach will not be your portion. Christ, who had brought you to himself, you can never, never be in Christ and be put to shame. It's just a matter of time. Whatever that they are saying that you will not be there, the Lord Jesus Christ will take you, and everyone will know that indeed it is the Lord that has made you so. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.